Well, I'm going to just continue what we have seen. A few mental errors, guys playing fast.
From a competition standpoint, I mean, is this where you find out more about some guys you hadn't been around, or you've got a pretty good read on them already?
You know, competition always brings out the best in people. It brings out the best in coaches as well. I know that, you know, I want to beat Greg and Jerry as bad as they want to beat us. So I am interested to see how our guys respond, especially our new guys that hadn't been here yet, you know, with a different atmosphere, unscripted, fully, you know, all team, all live situations.
Honey, what do you figure the score is between you and Greg and Jerry at this point?
I don't like predictions. I'll let you guys do that. But
the 10 days that you have.
I think we beat them every day.
Your first off season with this job, you have the next 6 weeks or so. You know what you're going to be able to do. Are you going to be able to get away, or are you going to be thinking offense every single day?
I'm going to try to get away for a little while. I know my wife wants that, but you know, I already have my iPad loaded up to watch the Steelers, and you know, you got 4 weeks, 5 weeks, however long it is, start studying those guys, and we've been watching through the off season as well.
How tough is the stretch? I mean, just you got five, like Dave was mentioning, you got a 5 week stretch here. I mean, how tough is that? You guys are all in here for the last several months, and you got to take a break off before you're back in again. I mean, is it tough to take your mind off of football?
Well, it is, because you're so involved in it at this point right now. You know, I'm sure the players love it, and as a coach, it's a nice break. But I'm already thinking about scripting training camp, and you know how we're going to use these three tight ends we have, and you know, make sure that we're putting these wide receivers in situations to be successful as well, and how we're going to use each running back.
You mentioned three tight ends. It's been sort of a constant in terms of the numbers around here. Is this group different, though, right now in any ways than that you like or that you haven't had before?
Well, in my tenure here, this is probably the best group since Algie and Bo Scaife, and I feel really good about it. We have three guys that can do a lot of different things, but also all three of them can be inline blockers, point of attack blockers, and all of them possess good speed.
How important is it to have other blockers, not just Craig Stevens, have to do that?
It's critical. I mean, that's what makes this offense go, is once you lose a point of attack blocker, you know, Craig struggled last year and got banged up, then all of a sudden you lose that. I mean, you lose a huge part of your offense.
Did Jared ever quite reach that level that he could be counted on as an effective blocker as well?
Jared Cook? I'm not going to comment on Jared. Jared's a really good player. I'm really excited about the deal he got in St. Louis, and I wish him the best of luck.
How much do you feel like you know Jake's game, and how much do you think you'll learn over the course of a 16-game season, assuming he can be healthy through the bulk of it?
You know, I think that, you know, the experience with him playing at Washington and understanding that offense, I had a decent feel for him going in, but these 10 days have been really critical, and training camp will continue to grow, and he and I will grow together within the system, and as he learns the system a little bit more, he'll understand exactly what we're looking for.
Quickly, have guys in general picked up your system about where you thought it would be?
You know what? Actually, further along, as far as there's been very few mental busts, and I give the three new coaches a lot of credit. That George Henshaw, Sean Jefferson, and Sylvester Croom have done a great job, because it's new to them as well. You know, George has some carryover, but as far as mental busts, the one thing I was really impressed with is this year's the receiver play. The receiver group has fewer mental mistakes than probably the rest of the group outside the quarterbacks. That's probably the first time that's happened here since I've been here in 8 years.
You think that's because of partly because of their experience, and Justin hasn't been out there that much, I guess.
Well, I don't necessarily comment about Justin, but I think it's a standard that we set. I think it's a standard that Sean Jefferson said, and I think it's these guys are like our fans. They're tired of losing. They want to win. They want to go to the playoffs.
Sean was pretty outspoken about Hunter last week, trying to maybe send him a message or give him a jolt. We haven't talked to you since then. You took a much more patient kind of stance in your comments to us. Just your reaction to what he said.
Sean, you got to understand, he's a bulldog. But, you know, Justin's doing everything he can. It's out of his control at this point. Like I said, I'd be disappointed with Justin if he wasn't doing everything he could to get back on the field, which he has. But he's been in the training room nonstop. He's been in every meeting. He's done a great job. Watch him in practice day. He'll be carrying around the script. He's doing what he can do at this point. You know, sure, would we love to have him? You know, would Sean love to have him out there? Yeah, we definitely would. But at this point, that's out of his control.
You think he's an impact player for you, Ryan?
I do think he's an impact player. I think this next month is crucial for him, getting healthy, continue to gain weight, continue to work hard and eat right. And he needs to learn how to be a professional and take care of his body.
What percentage of time do you imagine yourself being a fullback team? If you have everybody healthy all the time, what percentage of time would you like to be two back?
You know, that number's probably not real high because of the three tight ends we do have. And, you know, Quinn will have a role in the offense. But I don't know that, you know, and each week it changes, you know, and so I would see probably 12 to 15 snaps max.
Now, simplifying
that, that could change weekly, obviously.
The terminology, simplification, is it that simple? I mean, some of the things that you're getting at. Munch said last week you wanted to simplify things on both sides that way.
And, well, that's one of the things we tried to do when we first got together. You know, I took the advice of a lot of the different people I talked to and got Sylvester Kroom, Henshaw, and Sean, and Dave Ragone, and Art Smith, and Bruce Matthews. We sat in a room and said, what's the best way to call this formation? What's the best way to call this motion? And cut out as much mental clutter as possible. You know, some of these play calls are still long, but I feel like we've done a good job streamlining it and making the verbiage as small as possible.
And not have to go to the wrist as much? Or
well, that? You know, I believe that my thing is with the wristband is I think the quarterback should know the game plan well enough where if the headset goes out, then he should be able to call a play based on, hey, I got 21 personnel in the huddle, I got 11 personnel. We'll use a wristband for emergencies only, yeah. But we won't call the plays in like we used to that
so
way.
So where is Jake with all that right now?
Jake's good. We've done it, you know, you see the every team period, 7-on-7, and that we've done in the OTA so far has been on the mic, on the coach and quarterback system. He's handled really well.
You deal with Walters going these next 3 days, and this time not out there hurt him any, he's a veteran. But
yeah, you'd have to talk to Coach Munch about the injury situation, but, you know, Kev's a pro. He's been around for a long time. He has a great feel for what we're doing, and, you know.
You think he's up to speed with what you're doing here?
Yes, I know. He's completely up to speed with what we're doing offensively.
What's your impression of the defense and how much difference do you see, not just in how it's performing, but in what it's trying to do?
I do see a difference schematically. There's definitely a difference there, and there's definitely a difference in the swagger and the attitude of the team. I'm sure that comes with every Greg Williams defense or every team he's been a part of. There is definitely a confidence and a swagger that this group has and maybe the group that last year didn't have.
It's going to be important for some of your O-line guys that missed out on OTAs once you hit training camp. You know, quicker need to develop that kind of chemistry that's going
to
be coming.
They just need to come in shape. That's the main thing, is make sure that these guys that missed time coming in great shape and are ready to go, because there's a lot of time before we play a football game. And, yeah, we got two Hall of Fame guys that are working with these guys. They'll get them up to speed quick. And these guys are veterans. You know, they played for a long time. They're really smart guys. I don't worry about them schematically. Just it's getting synced. As long as they're in shape, they'll get the fundamentals in the scheme.
What do you want to get out of these next 3 days?
Competition.
Really?
You know, that's the biggest thing to us, is let's see who steps up and plays well, and let's see how the system looks versus the defense.
Kind of like Parmalee. What did you guys like about Parmalee, and what have you seen from him?
It was someone that Coach Kroom was very comfortable with when his time in Jacksonville, and you know, Jalen's a smart guy that knows protections and he could fit in and roll in the offense.
Has he had a decent showing as far as OTAs?
He has, to this point, yes, he has.
Anything else?
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, sir. Thanks.